CGLX 92.3 FM presents Dead from the Neck Up, featuring the comic stylings of Scott Henderson and Stephen Defoe. I'm their producer, Brian Dawkins.
Portions of the following program are quite graphic in their nature. Listener discretion advised.
Tonight on Canadian Justice, we bring you an interview with serial killer Manson Dahmer, a sick individual whose confessions will no doubt earn him life behind bars. Manson, can I call you Manson?
You can call me any damn thing you want, man, because it's not about names, man. It's about the bondage of the human spirit.
Okay, Manson.
Don't call me that, man. I hate that name. Reminds me of the other guy.
Sorry, okay, Mr. Dahmer.
Please, call me Manson.
Whatever. Tell us about the first time you killed someone.
Man, well, I was 3 years old, man, when I killed Kay. Every damn morning, man, Kay, Kay, Kay. And she thought she was so special. Oh, yeah, Special K, the special one. My parents knew I didn't like Special K. So one morning, man, I had enough of it. I drowned her, man.
In a swimming pool?
That's funny, man. No, I drank an old Special K in milk. Lots and lots of f***ing milk, man.
What makes you kill?
Now, what kind of question is that, man? What makes me kill? What makes you kill? What makes any of us kill, man? We all kill because chaos and order are like at each other's throats, man. The universe is just one big...
But most of us don't kill. So what makes you kill, Manson?
Because I'm cuckoo, man. I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's why.
So, tell us about your most recent kill.
Well, she was a flake, man. A total flake.
And you don't like flake.
I see a flake, man. I don't know what it is about flakes, but man, I see a flake and I just get frosted. Absolutely frosted.
What was her name?
Who?
Your last kill.
Oh, yeah. Pebbles, man. Her name was Pebbles.
Why did you kill her?
Because she was fruity, man.
You mean a lesbian?
No, man, did I say lesbian, man? I said fruity. Some of my best friends are lesbian, man. What are you, some homophobic or something?
No.
No, she was just fruity. Fruity Pebbles, so I killed her.
Okay. Tell us, how did you do it?
Man, you're one sick son of a bitch, aren't you? What do you like to watch? You sick, man? Well, let's see. If you really want to know, well, I twisted her, right? I kept twisting her until she went snap. And then I kept twisting until she kind of like crackled, right? And then I kept squeezing until she went pop. Just snap, crackle, pop.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah, that's what I said, man.
You're not talking about a person, are you?
No, what do you think? I'm crazy, man? I'm talking about cereal. Breakfast cereal. I'm a cereal killer, man. I don't do people.
Well, killing a breakfast cereal is not a crime.
It's not?
No, it's not. Well, that's all our time for Canadian Justice.
Well, I cheated on my wife, man. I'm a badass, I'm telling you.
Well, that's morally wrong, but it's not a crime.
Well, I cheated on my taxes.
Well, that's a crime, but it's not morally wrong.
I'm criminal, man. Take me down.
Say, do you need a... Or how about a... How about a couple of... Well, come on down to the Sound Effects of Us Superstore. We've got aisles and aisles of... And plenty of...
Gee, Ed, look at this store. They got all the sound effects I need. Why, look, there's a whole aisle full of... Geez, I wouldn't open that box if I were you.
Relax, Benny, I just want to have a look.
Oh, now you've gone and done it.
Shut up, Benny, and help me pick these things up.
Excuse me, sir, I'm the manager. You're not allowed to sample the... I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I didn't do nothing. This box was already opened.
For all your sound effects needs, it's the Sound Effects R Us Superstore, corner of 3rd and...
We'll be putting on a new reel before he's done.
Good evening and welcome to Old Joke Theater.
I'm your host, Milton Youngman. This week, our old joke players bring you the compelling story of a schoolboy from Newfoundland and his toils in the Ontario school system. We hope you enjoy. Hi, Dad. I'm home.
Why, it's 3:30. Johnny ought to be home from school soon.
Hi, Dad. I'm home.
How was your day at school, lad?
Dad, guess what?
What, son?
Today, Dad, in my class, most of the kids don't even know the ABCs, and Dad?
What, son?
Guess what? I know all mine, and the other kids don't know them.
I see, lad. Well, that's good you know your ABCs.
Dad, do you suppose that's because I'm from Newfoundland?
Yes, son, it is.
Dad?
Yes, lad.
Guess what?
What, lad?
Today in math class, the kids couldn't even add 2 + 2.
I see.
But, Dad?
Yes, lad.
I knew the answer was 4.
Well, that's good, lad.
Dad, do you suppose that's because I'm from Newfoundland?
Yes, son, it is.
Dad?
Yes, me lad.
Guess what?
By thunder and Jesus, boy, what?
Today in gym class, when we were showering, all the boys had little dickies, and my penis is quite large. It's over 6 inches, you know.
I see, lad.
Dad, is that because I'm from Newfoundland that my penis is so large?
No, son, it's because you're 35 years old. Now go help your mom set the table.
We hope you enjoyed our joke theater. Next week, our old joke players bring you the Buddy Hackett story of two guys from Cleveland and their owl.
And now, Dead from the Neck Up brings you the cultural segment of our show. We proudly present to you Comedy Cuts.
But you know, when I get around food, I get into trouble, even when I shop for it. Is that ridiculous? I bought a piece of Romano cheese, say, and this guy at the delicatessen says, lady, because that was a bad guess. I know what threw him off. I was wearing chiffon. I had been bowling. And he says, lady, the longer you keep this kind of cheese, the better it gets. Then he kissed it. You know, I began to wonder how long he'd had it. I know it's dull work, but how lonely can it get? But I felt that he was an authority, so I bought it 4 years ago. Well, the man lied. Someplace along the line, we have passed better. I can't cut it, I can't catch it. But every now and then, I open the refrigerator door and throw it some food. And it's getting crosser and meaner. And next year, it has to have a license. I'm scared to death of it. And think of the extra work. That thing has to be aired. The dogs won't run with it. I don't blame him. It's so ugly. It's got this penicillin fur all over. And one lousy leg. And that isn't even in the middle. I take it out, it doesn't know what to chase. I'm the only woman on the block that walks a piece of cheese. Oh, and then Thanksgiving. Worst news. I stuffed a turkey. And that's the last. It took me 3 weeks. Stuffed it through the beak. It was the only thing open. And I was very patient. I sat there with those dinky little tweezers. Well, Thanksgiving went past. So then I decided to shoot for Christmas. And then I got to thinking about the cheese. And we don't have room in that refrigerator for 2 pets. Because my ironing is in there. It's older than the cheese. All our kids are grown. I got baby clothes in the ironing. The inside of that refrigerator got to looking so bad, I unscrewed the bulb. And now it's very dark and lovely, except I can't see what I'm doing. A friend came over, I gotta tell you this. She wanted a little snack. I went in there in the dark and sliced off a sliver from my ironing. It cuts just like cheese, really. And it looked great on the cracker. She loved it. Dotted Swiss cheese, what the hell? But she called me from the hospital. Oh, my glory! Oh, I couldn't hear. The pumps were making more noise than she was. But I had my own problems with that turkey. See, I had already learned the true meaning of the word foul. So I had to get that thing out of the house. Here's what I did. I hung the body out the window. It was cold, and I shut the window on the neck, left the head inside. I went on with my work. And everything was going great until I get this call from the ugly woman downstairs. Oh, you wouldn't like her. She had her nose fixed, now her mouth won't work. And I think it makes her meaner. And she's on the phone, she says, Phyllis, what is this stuff coming down the side of the building? I wondered where it was going. Nobody told me to sew up the other end. She says, what is this stuff coming down the side of the building into my window and all over my new Bigelow? I was delighted. I said, looky here, you. For one thing, Bigelow should be at work. I said, for another thing, you want to know what it is? Taste it. She did. She flipped. They took her away. I wish they hadn't taken her through the lobby. Screaming for cranberries. She wanted to marry a pilgrim. And I'm right back with the food and drug idiots. But you know what I'm going to do to get them off my back about the cookbook? I'm going to rewrite it into a movie. And I've got one scene already that I'm really kind of proud of. The heroine in this scene is spiraling down the staircase, which is straight. The kid is loaded. She's wearing this fabulous two-piece outfit. Spats. And they're open.
You've been listening to Phyllis Diller, the original two-bagger of comedy.
The first flat-chested lady of stand-up comedy. On CJLX 92.3 FM.
You're listening to Dead from the Neck Up on 92.3 FM CJLX.
It was hot that day and temperatures and tempers were rising at the playground.
Come on, let's go. I'm gonna beat the crap out of you.
Okay, just as soon as I kick your butt.
Let's see you try, you fag all tied up.
I'm not a fag all tied up.
Ah, fag on the loose, fag on the loose.
Aha, so funny, I forgot to laugh.
Well, let's go then.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll knock your block off.
Hey, butthead, you know I stuck up for you last week.
Yeah, right.
No, really, I did. Someone said you stink, and I said, like shit.
I'm gonna pound you.
Well, go ahead, I dare ya.
You're asking for it. My dad taught me how to fight. He fought a whole army once, so watch out.
Oh, yeah? Well, my old dad could slaughter your old man.
No way. My dad could kill your dad.
Go get him then. I dare you.
Okay, I will.
And I'm gonna get my dad. Boy, is your dad gonna get it.
Later at the playground.
Your kid's got a big mouth.
Well, at least he ain't ugly like yours.
Come on, buddy, throw the first punch.
After you, tough guy.
What are you, chicken?
Hey, look at a turkey talking about a chicken.
That's it. I'm gonna cream you.
No, I'll cream you.
You want a piece of me? You want a piece of me? Come right ahead.
I wouldn't want to waste a fish on a puss like yours.
Yeah, well, it looks like someone beat you with an ugly stick.
You're a big jerk, you know that?
So's your old man.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, my old man's tough. He was in WW2.
Yeah, well, mine was in the WWF.
I bet my old man could take your old man.
Yeah? Well, let's just see whose old man is tougher.
All right, but it's your old man's funeral.
Later at the playground.
Come on, Mashugana, let's go.
All right, but I'm going to leave you in such pain you'll be crying in the morning.
Flying in the morning? I'm not going anywhere.
I said I'm going to leave you in such pain you'll be crying in the morning.
What? Just a minute. Let me turn this damn hearing aid up. Now, what was you saying?
I said I'm going to leave you in such pain you'll be crying in the morning.
Pain? You should know from pain. I've got sciatica. That already makes me cry in the morning. You couldn't hurt me any worse than that.
Lumbago, heartburn, and gallstones. That's pain for you.
Ulcers and a herniated disc, you putz. Stop that.
Okay, enough of the gab. Let's fight. You and me, except I'm Ali, and you're the guy that ends up on the mat.
Ali, Shmali, my wife could take Ali.
Your wife? You should see my Myrna. Built solid like a bagel without a hole.
Yard Myrna, my Sadie, USO amateur pro boxing champ of Hackensack, 1944.
Oi, this I'd like to see.
Okay, big shot, I get my Sadie, you get your Myrna, then we'll see.
Later at the playground.
Okay, let's settle this. Fine by me.
And now, for another episode of that great hero par excellence, Phil, a man in his letter.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to Le Petit Teton. Table for one.
Well, I'm here with my ladder.
Oh, a table for two, then.
Non-smoking if you got it.
Right, this way, then. Sir, I must insist.
I know a tie. I keep a clip-on with my ladder in my pocket. There we go.
No, what I was going to say was...
Hey, wait a minute. You don't have a problem with my ladder, do you? Listen, if my ladder ain't welcome here, then neither am I.
Please, sir, I don't want to offend you. Please, sit down. We'll say no more.
Bring us a couple of beer, will you?
We pride ourselves on a vast choice of import beer.
Hey, whatever. Just bring me a couple of whatever you got on tap.
Right away. Your regular waiter will be back to take your order at once.
Never mind someone else. My ladder's taking a licking to you, Frenchie.
But, sir...
Oh, too good, are you? Can't bring yourself to wait on a lowly ladder, eh? Come on, ladder, let's get out of here.
Wait, sir. I will be your waiter.
Hot dog. Ladder and me, we really appreciate it, Frenchie.
I'm not French. Anyway, I'll be back with your drinks at once.
Well, look at this place, ladder. Ain't this fancy? Probably expensive, but hey, remember what I say. If you want good French fries, go to a good French restaurant. Phew! Get a load of that fancy chandelier. Ain't that something? I bet that... Oh, wait a minute. You see what I see, ladder? Yep, a bomb shelter up there in that there chandelier. That's a potential safety hazard. Someone could trip her on something when the lighting's this bad. What say we do old Frenchie a favor and fix it for him? What do you think, 40 watt? Nah, 60. Wow, 100. That'll do it. Good thing I've got one here in my tool belt. Remember, ladder, it don't matter what fancy outfit you wear. A tool belt goes with anything. Inside, you'll never know when you're going to be amending something.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Don't get alarmed now, Frenchie, but there was a light out here in your fancy schmancy chandelier, but me and Ladder, we got right on it.
Bloody hell, a light in the chandelier was not working. My God, you have averted a catastrophe.
Hey now, Frenchie, don't get no romantic ideas. I'm here with my ladder, remember?
Yes, and what a glorious ladder it is.
Hey, Hey, now, Frenchie, stop kissing my ladder. You obviously don't get it. I said the ladder and me was together. Got it?
But, sir, I am only thanking you and your ladder.
Well, you got a queer way of showing it, Frenchie. Hey, what about them beers?
Certainly, sir, at once. And anything else you want is compliments of De La Maison.
Say what, Frenchie?
Oh, bloody. This restaurant will be privileged if you would allow us to take care of your meal at no cost to you.
Well, hot dog, you say so. Bring us both a big border order of French fries and don't be stingy with our gravy.
At once, sir.
Damn nice guy, that Frenchie, eh, Ladder? But if he starts into kissing either one of us again, I'll have to slug him. Tune in again next time for the ascending adventures of Phil, a man and his ladder.
Welcome to Sunday Sports Edition with your host, Don Swab.
Hi, this is your roving reporter, Don Swab, here live at Coliseum, where tonight the champ will battle the Mexican newcomer, Chuka Miguelo, for the heavyweight championship of the world. Let's see if we can speak to the champ and get in a few words. I say, champ, over here, Don Swab, how about a few words for our Sunday Sports Edition listeners?
Dan Swine. I'll give you a few words, huh? What did you want me to say?
Well, champ, what do you think about tonight's fight and the Mexican newcomer, Chuka Miguelo?
Well, Dan, people say to me, champ, because that's my name, champ, don't you think you're getting too old for this business? You know, they worry I've taken a few too many shots to the head. But I say, Jell-O, it complements any meal.
What about Chuka Miguelo?
Imagine a fine winemaker like Julian Gallo wanting to fight me. I'll kick his ass, but hey, life's for the Libyans, you know what I mean.
Champ, I am sure that several of our listeners would like to know how you're finding our fair city.
Well, they don't let me drive, you know, the head thing again, but I like it all right. I went for a ride in the country the other day, and I spied this roadside corn stand. So I tell Shelly to stop and give me a dozen or so ears of corn, because I love corn on the cob. Hot on my choppers, though. Gotta keep taking them out and cleaning the corn out and putting them back in. Anyway, Sully, see, he's my manager and he does what I tells him, but after a minute he comes back and says, champ, because that's my name, right? He says, champ, you want I should put your ears of corn in a bag or in a box? Of course, I wasn't listening to him because I was listening to the booties. So Sully says again, champ, you want I should put your ears in a bag or in a box? Of course, by this time, I was hearing that music inside my head again. So Sully, he commences to shouting at me, hey, champ, you want I should box your ears? So, of course, I start into pummeling with a left and a right and a body blow and finish him up with an uppercut to the chin. Sully, he's all mad at me now, so he says I can't hang out with him no more. Say, what was the question?
Thank you, champ. This has been roving reporter Don Swab with another Sunday Sports Edition highlight.
Want to fight me too, Don?
Hello?
The monkey department, please.
Yes, well, what is it?
Oh, I'm interested in purchasing some monkeys.
Yes?
You, I understand, have some for sale.
Yes.
What types of monkeys do you have?
Oh, we have the spider monkey, we have the little capuchin monkey, we have the cinnamon ringtail. Well, what monkey do you want?
Well, which are the most tender?
You mean which make the best pet?
No, I'm interested in making monkey soup.
A what?
Well, you know, in Ghana, the delicacy is monkey soup. I was thinking for cooking purposes.
Well, you can use almost any kind of a monkey if you want to cook them.
How do they sell?
Well, we have them from 35 up.
Oh, gee, I was...
See, the marmosets are $35.
Yeah.
That's the kind you hold in the palm of your hand,
oh,
the little ones.
Yeah.
And we have monkeys for 45.
Yeah.
We have monkeys for 50, and we have monkeys for 65. It all depends on what you want.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do with it. You can make soup, or you can have them as a pet.
The only thing is, I was having dinner for 12.
Yeah.
And there's not much meat on the marmosets. That would be quite an expensive dinner.
Well, we could let you have the marmosets a little cheaper if you buy them in quantity.
Yeah. Do you think maybe if I bought a few...
I could let you have them at 4 for $100.
Uh-huh. Do you think if I bought perhaps a larger monkey, maybe...
Well,
you know,
we have a large monkey, a pigtail.
Is that a good cooking monkey?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, but we wouldn't know too much about the cooking part of it because we have very, very little requests for people that want to use it, you know, to cook. Most of them buy them as pets, you know. But this monkey is a large monkey.
Mm.
Unless you have him for $85.
Yeah, see, then I could get
and
more.
I think you can serve 12 people or more with him.
Yeah.
Why don't you come down and look at it?
Yeah, I'd probably see if I could get larger portions from, you know, one or two monkeys. That would be better. When you do get requests for cooking monkeys, what kind do they usually ask for?
As I said, we haven't had the request for a cooking monkey.
Yeah.
But unless they buy them and they don't tell us what they want to use them for, you know, they just buy them and do as they please with them, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
See?
Good. I guess the best thing would be to come down.
The best thing would be to come down.
Right. What time are you open until?
We're open till 4 o'clock.
Right. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
You have the card for Stan?
It's time for every neighborhood's pal, Stan the Welcome Mat Man.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown.
Hi, hello there, good neighbors. This is your old buddy, Stan the Welcome Mat Man.
And his lovable sidekick, Teddy the Topless Dancer.
Thank you, Mr. Budinsky. Now, if you're such a cake-hole, I can get down to the important business at hand.
Ah, oh, gee, Stan, you're going to announce the All-You-Can-Eat Chili Contest to aid our good neighbor, Roger the Rooter Man. Roger tragically lost his antique beer bottle collection to that freak hurricane last summer.
Yeah, that is a worthy event for a worthy cause, and I'll make note of it, but as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by Mr. Pasty Chest here, I have an important announcement concerning...
the local Lodge Brothers' annual beer-drinking and peanut-eating soiree in order to send kids from the country to the city for 2 weeks, so they can have the pleasure of sleeping on the fire escape, playing stickball in the street, and dancing in the spray of an open fire hydrant.
Gee, Teddy, that's one festivity I take part in every year. You know, Teddy, when I was a little shaver, I was sponsored by the Lodge Brothers and got to spend 2 weeks in the city, and it was very educational, let me tell you that. I got to see my first transvestite. But I digress. For the last time, Teddy, I have a very important message that needs mentioning before we run out of time.
The lawn bowling to buy toupees for the needy bald people in the community like Lucy Mae Cleveland on Ann Street. She lost her hair to a tragic shampooing accident and has been unable to buy a wig because she keeps blowing her shavings at bingo.
No.
The Three Stooges Film Festival in the town garage to raise money to send Billy Mojo to Clown College.
Not even close,
the
Teddy.
The police services bobbing for donuts to help the town library get money in order to renew the subscription to the Baby Huey comic book.
Many an hour of enjoyment I had reading the great prose in that to the force of comic entertainment, but alas, no.
Gee, Stan, then I don't know.
Then that means we'll finally shut up while I take the few remaining minutes to announce that due to pressure from the station manager and a 100-page letter from the CTRC forcing me to grant equal time to that freak couple, Mary Jane Weirdo and her wife, Butch, I announce under protest that those freaks of nature, those thespians, will be staging an Ibsen play in the community and is inviting everyone to come out. Well, time chop.
I wonder if they have any chorus parts, Stan.
Don't even think about it, you freak.
Oh, jeez.
They read the good.
Join us again next week for another episode of Dead from the Neck Up featuring Scott Henderson and Stephen Dafoe. Remember, tune in Thursday at 9:30 for Dead from the Neck Up. Yes, I will still be their producer, Brian Dawkins.